Penry's Great Adventure. Penry the Penguin has lived in the same place his entire life. He loves it. He loves sliding down the icebergs and playing in fluffy white snow. He loves swimming in the icy waters and chasing fish. But even though he loves his home, Penry often dreams about faraway places and the adventures that might await him. One night, Penry lay admiring the stars. They twinkled and winked at him. It was almost as if they were talking. He wondered what the stars looked like in a different part of the world. Were they the same stars? Did they glow as bright? This gave Penry an idea. "I'm going on a great adventure to see the world," Penry shouted. That night, as Penry slept, he dreamed of travel. The very next morning, he opened his suitcase. "What should I bring?" Penry wondered. He had no experience packing for a trip and needed some advice. So he ran off to find his friends. First, he would find Polar Bear. Surely Polar Bear would be able to help. But Polar Bear's cave was dark, and there was a horrible rumbling sound coming from inside. Penry was afraid, but he needed help. He gathered his courage and went in. Polar Bear was snoring.
"Hello, Polar Bear," whispered Penry. "What do you think I should pack for my trip?"
The sleeping bear opened a tired eye, stretched a great stretch, and yawned a great yawn. Polar Bear thought about what he liked even better than naps. That was easy, and he sleepily replied,
"Food. That whale'll never get hungry."
"Excellent," exclaimed Penry. He thanked Polar Bear and set off back through the cave. Next, he would find Walrus. Surely Walrus would be able to help too. He carefully went from ice pack to ice pack. Jump, hop, wobble, jump, hop, wobble, jump. Right in front of Walrus.
"Hello, Walrus," said Penry. "What do you think I should pack for my trip?"
"Humph," grumped Walrus. He did not know what trip Penry was talking about. But he did know that the little penguin would not go away until he answered.
"A map," he said curtly.
"That way you will never get lost."
"Wonderful," exclaimed Penry. He thanked Walrus and set off.
Next, he would find Owl. Surely Owl would be able to help too. Owl lived in a tree. When Penry arrived, he realized that all of the trees looked the same. He would have to search them all. He zigged and zagged and he twisted and turned, but Owl was nowhere to be found. Penry was just about to give up when he realized he was very lost.
"I am very lost," Penry said sadly.
"Preposterous," said a voice from the trees. "How can you be lost when you can simply follow your own footsteps back the way you came?"
It was Owl.
"Hello, Owl," said Penry. "What do you think I should pack for my trip?"
Owl loved giving advice. He immediately began talking to himself and pacing back and forth. This went on for a very long time. Until finally, Owl stopped and said,
"A good book. That way you will never be bored."
"Perfect,"
exclaimed Penry. He thanked Owl and set off, following his own tracks out of the forest. Next, he would find Fish. Surely Fish would be able to help too. Fish lived in the ocean, and the ocean was a very big place. So Penry decided to play some games until he found Fish. He played tag, but there was no one to tag him. He played hide and seek, but there was no one to find him.
Henry was feeling very lonely. Then he heard a tiny voice say,
"Hi, Penry. Would you like to play?"
"Hello, fish," said Penry. "What do you think I should pack for my trip?"
No one had ever asked fish for advice, so Penry's question made him feel very important. He swam slowly in a circle and then said proudly,
"Water! That way you'll never be thirsty."
"Terrific!"
exclaimed Penry. He thanked fish and set off for home. It was time to pack. When Penry got back to his house, he began packing all the things his friends suggested. He was so excited to start his adventure.
"But where will I go?" Penry thought.
Penry had spent so much time thinking about what to pack that he forgot to think about where to go. He started to worry that maybe this trip was not such a good idea. Penry looked up at the stars. They were twinkling brighter than ever. This gave Penry an idea. He told the stars,
"You will be my guide."
Penry knew he could always follow the stars. They would lead him on his great adventure. Penry picked up his suitcase and started to walk. He stopped and thought,
"What am I forgetting?"
He noticed something shimmering in the snow. It was a single snowflake that sparkled like a star. He thought,
"This will be perfect to take with me. That way I will never forget my home."
Penry placed the snowflake in his suitcase and looked up at the stars once again. He was finally ready for his great adventure. The end.